שלושת ימי הגבולה. This is a shaila. Why for us do we have shloshes yimei hagbola? Klal Yisrael, in the midbar, shas mayim in Sinai, they needed shloshes yimei hagbola. So we'll see in the next session. Tikshu Eloisha, the days of Prishus, came to Madriga from the views which they weren't holding by Bechal. Every Yid heard Dvar Hashem, Kodesh Baruch speaking, they weren't holding by that Madriga. And they need Shlosh Shmei Hagbola. Why do we have Shlosh Shmei Hagbola? No, Yosef. Are you Dvorim Atikim, Dvorim Yiduim? Machloikus, when Maimed Asinai was, Vav Ozayim, Virib Yosi, Maimed Asinai was on Zayim, Siv. And therefore, there were Shloshes Yimei Hagbola. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yimei Chod Midaita. Aber Arei, we make our Shavuos Man Matan Torah Seinu on Vav. So, if we're holding like Rabbanon, we should only have two Yimei Hagbola. In Elias, you have three. Good. Adorim Atikim, and I'm going into the whole Torah, different Baalchim, which you're doing. But I'll compone, what's the Nekuda for us? Shloshes Yimei Hagbola. What's the Nekuda? Not why three, and not two, and one, and not three. But what's the nekuda for us? What's the nekuda for us? We say it's gualdik. We don't say gehurachum. The biggest simcha than that, I say, the world says, a goy can never understand what's real simcha. A goy can never appreciate the clap after Shemoneh Esrei, after the Chazor Sashatz on a Monday and a Thursday. I said, ishtok gehurachum. Ah! The world is a simcha, and the simcha is a good idea. Right? The same happens. Why is this a simcha? What's the nekuda for us? Shloish is a good idea. Before Shavuos, we always lay in Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar is a very shvera parsha. It's a parsha, one of these parshas, Shnai Mikro Ve'echo Targum, noch a number, when you finish that, then it goes through again, twining it all up, into Machano, you soon finish that, it's the Levim, and Ad Kedei Kach, that the Goyim Nebuch, who didn't understand anything of Torah, only the Chitzeh Chitzonius, so they decided to call the whole book numbers. No, for many people, that's all it is, numbers. After Matan Torah, after Shavuos, you have Parshas Nosai. Parshas Nosai, you see how much Chibas HaTorah you have. There you have Shnai Mikro Ve'echot Targum of the Nesiim, which is the only Shinui there is the names. 36 times you have to go through the same carbon. No. But this parasha, Parshas Bamidbar, is very interesting to parasha, be'etzem, even though, unfortunately, we have kimat no shaykhis to understand it. Perhaps it gives us, if one understands what we don't understand, at least if we understand what we don't understand, maybe we can get a cheshek for Limud HaTorah and a cheshek for one day that we can understand the soidas that there are in Torah. If you learn Rabbeinu Bechaya on the parasha, he's Megale Tefach and Mechase. And what is here merumis in the parasha? Right, it says, the Mishnah tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Su'u es roish kol hadas b'nei Yisrael," which we find elsewhere. "Su'u es roish, nesu roish," elevate them, elevate the head. Mi ben esrim shana v'mala kol yotzi tzava b'Yisrael tifkedu oisam. Doesn't say tispiru, says tifkedu. Tifkedu is lashon pekuda. Loshen Tafki, says Rabbeinu Chaya, Loshen Ashgoche. Avada, it means to get the members. Oh, but there's something much more here. Merumas. In each one of the Shvatim, was the Mishpachoisam, the Vesavoisam, the Mispah Shemois, not the Mispah Shemoisam. What's the pshat mispashemos? Legul galoisom. What's the gul galoisom? What's the nekud of the gul galoisom? And mesof from the mispa says, "Eilu apkudim asher pokad Moshe v'Aaron and Nesiyei Yisrael shnei masa ish echad aveisam v'yisrael hoy." Vayiyu kol pekudei bnei Yisrael aveis avoisam, mi ben esim shana v'malo kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. Nochamal, vayiyu kol apekudim. Let's say again, vayiyu kol apekudim. Vayiyu kol apekudim kol pekudei bnei Yisrael. Should say, sheshes ve'aselef, shloshes alochim l'chule. Nochamal, vayiyu kol apekudim. And the same thing we find after the Degolim, when they all set up in the Degolim. Eile pekudei b'nei Yisrael aveis avoisom, kol pekudei hamacha nois letzivoisom. Nochamal kol pekudei. The kitzer, zoktan b'nei b'chaye, what's going on here is an unbelievable mind. Now you woman, what this parasha is all about. The Yisod you'll find in a Medrash. The Medrash here in Kama Mekoimus, here you can find it, Medrash Rabbah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Har Sinai, he came with 22. Here the Farshim says it's a mistake. Here it says 22. 220,000, 22 tens of thousands. Another Mekoimus says Merkovit Shal Malachim. He came with 22,000 Malachim. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that's only Misoviv Lashchina, and then he came with loads and loads more Malachim, who were around these Malachim. Shneim arechev elokim riboisayim. That's 20,000 riboisayim. Two revolvers. Alfei shinon with another 2,000. 22. Whenever you see 22, You have to know that that's Meramis to the Chof base, Oisius of Aleph base, which is always Meramis to Torah. Oisius, the Chof base, Oisius are always a remis to Torah. Torah, we got Torah because we have Aleph base. Vayukula Masuyim Degolim Degolim. And all these malachim were in machanos, each one were in groups, and each one had a flag. Shnema dogul merevava. Each one was dogul merevava from the tens of thousands. There was a flag. Now, don't assume that it's kipshutai. Malachim are not little things with a dress and a few little wings and a little wand flying around. And then one of them's got a nice flag over there. It means much more tifer in yonim. Oh, but the sod, the pashtas, the niglim, are it's a medrash. We're allowed to learn a medrash, a niglim. There's a degel, like in an army, every brigade has its own degel, every regiment has its degel, which is a simon, and what its tafkid is. Marshal, you have the artillery, and you have the paratroopers, and you have the medical corps, all the different things, so they have different simonim. And the simon is mesamel, their tafkid. Here, the malachim came, was a tremendous gilui shechina, and together with the gilui shechina came this gilui of malachim, and each group of malachim were mesuyim and had a simon what their tafkid was. Given shiro oison Yisrael, Shem asuyim degolim degolim, hischilu misavim lidegolim. When Klal Yisrael saw these malachim, who were all degolim degolim, they had all their tafkidim, they began to be misave to degolim. Omru halavai kachu onu nasim degolim kemoiso. When Klal Yisrael saw this mare of Shechina surrounded by 22,000 malachim, and then thousands and thousands of malachim, each one with a different tafkid, a different degel. And Klal Yisrael, his chilul is avos, they had a tiger. We want to be like these malachim. Nokach neema, hevi ani el beis hayayin. What's beis hayayin? Ze sinai. Shenit no boi toiro, shenim shlu beyayin. Toiro's nim shalo yayin. Should drink Torah, drink my wine. Yain is also gematria shivim, gematria soy, the pnimius of Torah. The Klal Yisrael came to the base of Yain, they saw this gilui pnimi, a merdeka gilui of Shechina. What is the pshat that the Shechina came with all these malachim? Pshat aposhet, a nigla. What's the tafkid of a malach? A malach brings ruchdius, the connection of Ein Sof, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivi Yochel, to the finite world. The malach is a koyach ruchni, but it's a finite koyach. Ein doime, one malach to the next. We know the Moshul, four malachim, Raphael, Gavriel, Michael, Uriel. We know there are those lashon of four malachim. How do we know? Krishma Alamita. So we know there are four malachim. Those four malachim, each one is different. We look at Rabbeinu Machaya. He explains that the four machanos, once we split the 12 shvatim to four machanos, the rosh of each of those machanos was connected to one of these four malachim. And he explains the different tafkidim, the different midas which those malachim are megale here. That's boifin klali. And then it gets much more proti. The four is divided into 12. And the 12 is divided into 603,350. And every yochidika yid in Klal Yisrael was meyuchas to one of those malachim lamalo. And when there was Torah, Hebiyani Abe Sayayi, When we got Torah, then each Yid realized that every single Yid has his own tafkid in Torah. Is Yodua, is Mem Tesponim the Torah, Mem Tesponim the Kam, Mem Tesponim the Kam, Shivim Ponim la Torah, but Chasreu Ma'at Me Elokim, Mem Tes on the outside, Mem Tes is Mido, we spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. That's Halacha Lemaisa, Mem Tesponim the Isa, Mem Tesponim the Heta. It's Lemaisa, Mido, Modud, Gvu, Maisa, Mentes, Mentes. On the other hand, the Pnimius of it, Ma'at, there's an Ayin, Shivim, the Pnimius of Torah. That's the Yenosh Shel Torah. Now we know the Arizal says the Shishim Ribay Panim Shel Torah. Dainu, each of the Shoshe HaNeshomes in Klal Yisrael has their own individual Knech in Torah, their own Bio in Torah. You'll tell me there's more than 600,000 Yidden today, or more than 603,350. And Ochanami, in Svarim state that these are the Shoroshe HaNeshomes of Klal Yisrael, and they get split up sometimes. I don't know what I'm talking about, just saying over what I've seen in Svarim, that you can have a neshama which is split up to different people. As Ken said, we may all have the same neshama here. We may have three or four neshamas here, or maybe we've got however many people are here, different neshamas. Baal Kolponim, there are those Sharashim in Klal Yisrael, and each one has his own individual ponim in Torah. Dahainu, his own individual havana of Torah. What's a Havana in Torah? Torah is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And each person's own Havana in Torah is his tafkid to be Megale Shechina in this world. And when Klal Yisrael saw that Gilui Shechina in Maimed HaSinai, Klal Yisrael misave that we as a Klal, as a whole nation, should be a mirror of the Shechina Lamala, we should bring it down here Lamata. And we should be the Megalim Shechina here, Lamata, like they were Lamala. That's an unbelievable desire, an unbelievable bakosha. Yisrilu misavim li degolim. They wanted to have the degolim with the klolistika tafkidim. So each shevet has its own miyuchadika tafkid in Klal Yisrael, and then each yachid in that shevet has his tafkid. V'digloi olai avol, shleit the posuk. Omru, ilulei hu magdul olai avol, halavai he should have the avol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have avol for us, and if he has avol, he'll bring his shechina down here to us. And we will be the megalim of the shechina in this world. V'cheinu oi mener hanano bishu osecho. We say in Yan Chobi Yom Tzoro. The Ranano Bisho Secho. Omalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mani Savisem. Lazos the Golim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Ranano Bisho Secho. The Shem Elokeinu Nidgoyel. We want to bring the Shem Elokeinu with the Golim to this world. What's the Hemshech of the Pasuk? The Malei Hashem. Kol Nishal Yisecho. Omalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mani Savisev Lasus Degolim. You had a time where you misaved to make to be Degolim. Chayeichem Shani Memale Mishaloseichem, Memale Hashem Mishalosecho. Miad Hodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Som Yisrov Omele Moshe Leichaseo Yisom Degolim Kemoshe Misavu. Ameri Dikazach. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been misaved to be Degolim, it wouldn't be misave to be the mirror of the Machane Lamalo. Wouldn't have had that taiva, that deep desire with a shame Elokeinu Nidgoil, that we should bring the Shechina here. We wouldn't have had it. We wouldn't have had this whole parsha. If we would understand Maisa Merkava, that we would be misspoiled, that every one of these shvatim has exactly that number, and that number is coming at Yena Machane Lamala. And we've been despoiled from what we're reading here. And that we've been despoiled from the grouping in the four Machanos. And as I said, if you look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, you see a little bit, Megale, a little bit about what's going on. With different Malachim and different Shemus and different ideas. The Maisa, to Meir Dikazach, Kaliso Misave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. But this Yisoid is not only found here. By Maimed HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoyme Hashem el Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo, Elecho Ba'av He'onam, Bavu Yishma Ha'om, Bedabri Imoch, Vegam Becho Yaminu Noim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, that first I'm going to come to you, and I will speak to you, only to you, and the Am will hear, Bedabri Imo, that I'm speaking to you. Klal Yisrael will hear that I am speaking to you, and you are Navi Emes. And that, says the Rambam, is the Yesod Be'etzem of why we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi Emes, not because of any signs or miracles that he did, but because we witnessed. We were part of his Nevius. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we saw, heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. And then there'll be ma'amin in you. Shteit v'yagid Moshe's divrei omel Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Hashem and told the divrei ha'om. What's the divrei ha'om? Zokt Rashi, tshuva al dover zeh shomati. Moshe Rabbeinu came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, I heard a tshuva mehem. They're not masking. We're not masking with this. Shiritsoinam Ishmael Mimcha. Klal Yisrael said, we're not masking. We want to hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not masking to be a third party. Ein adoime hashomer mipi hashaliach l'shomer mipi hamelech. Ritzoneinu lirais es malkeinu. It's Chazal, Chilton. Klal Yisrael said, Ritzoneinu lirais es malkeinu. We don't want to be a third party listening to Kodesh Baruch Hu giving Torah to Moshe. Kodesh, we would know the whole Emes. It's Torah's Emes Lamitoi. Gam b'choy aminu la'olam. But it's a name of Yishmael Mimalkein. We want to hear directly. Eimazei v'yoyim Hashem el Moshe leich el ha'om nekidashto v'yoyim u'mocha v'chipsusim lo'isom. Eimazei, they want to have a madrega of nevuah, which they weren't holding by. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding by that level. Oh, but the Klal Yisrael, they weren't holding by a level of nevuah. Every single yid in Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. He gave us what we wanted. You have to do a minimum hachon. Oh, but to become the madrega of a Novi in 2 days, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Yomecha Vitaitis. 3 days. No, if you look in Maimon Gimel in Mor Nevuchim, Perek Nun Aleph, he has the whole course of how you become a Novi. Ayin Shom, he starts from a lesson which, first lesson, every single person here can be Mekayim. And he says, when you mastered that, Bacha Kama Shonim, you got to the second lesson. And they say, Vaita, Vaita, Vaita. You look at Yisrael the Torah, it brings it halachadik, what a Navi has to be. A Navi has to be on a madrega, all of Mesiras Yisrael, plus, he has to be on a madrega that the Yitzhar is never miskabe olav. No, in 3 days, Klal Yisrael are going to jump to madrega, it's poshe not chayach. They asked, they wanted something, which Lemaisa was, the Malo, the answer also. But Klal Yisrael wanted, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us. There's a meridiki aside here, Rabbi Yisai. Bedere she'odom roitzel aleches boimelichi Yisrael. When it comes to ruchnius, if a mensch wants, and he's sincere, he really wants, then the Rabbi Yisrael gives him. And the Rebbe Shem will give siyata d'shmaya, then there'll be makpits. people to a Madriga, which is high, far, 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 far above where they're holding. Madriga in Nevuah. Ritzaneinu liros is Malkeinu, Ritzaneinu nishbayat in Malkeinu. After two Dibrois, where it was so stark, the Ruchnius, Yotza Nafshi Bedabroi, the Nefesh of each Yid, and the Shom of each Yid, went to the Shechina, went out, and the Kiilu died, and came Malachi Hashareis, who were Mechaya each Yid, and brought us back to Har Sinai. After the second time, he said to Genug, Moshe Rabbeinu, let the Rebbe Shlomo speak to you, and you tell us what Hashem says, we can't take it anymore. Abba Wimatoye, that Madregim Nevuah. And what you see here is that if a person's misave for something, Kodesh Baruch will give it to him. Bidere Shadav Roit, Sel Alech, Espoi Melechinus. Shavuos, Zman Matan Teraseinu. What's the Hashivas of the Yom Tov of Shavuos? All right, we learn Torah every day. We know we've got Torah. What's the Hashivas of Torah? One Erev Shavuos, Mashiach said over this Ramban. He used to speak Erev Shavuos before Ma'ariv, and then there was a Meridika Rekida, because the Shmuz brought you to Mamish, to a tremendous Madrega of Rikut. I remember he said over this Ramban once, Ramban in Vois Chanu state, Raki Shomel Horshma Nafshoma Oid, and Tishkach is Advoy Mashiro in Echo, and Yosuru Bivoko, Kolime Chayecho. Shma Nafshoma Oid, he Shomel Ho, you have to be very, very careful. He Shomel Ho, Ushma Nafshoma Oid, Shmir al Shmir. What? Petishkach is Advoy Mashiro in Echo, and Yosuru Bivoko, Kolime Chayecho, and Datum Levanecho, Levne Vanecho. You mustn't forget what you saw, and you have to pass it on to your children and your grandchildren. The Messiah. What? Yoim Hashem Madato Lifnei Hashem Elokecho Bechoyrev. That day of Maimed Asina. Bemor Hashem Elai Hakir Yisohom Vashmiyem Estvorai. Asher Yumedum Leyira Oisi Kol Hayomim. They should learn to have Yira. Shein Chaim Al Adomo Vespenem Yilamedu. Dr. Ramban, HaKosuv Azeh Lefi Daiti Mitzvus Loisese. The Ramban is Moine, this Issa, one of the Isurim, which he says the Rambam was Shokheach, Sefer HaMitzvus. Ki kashe om, hizhe boma oid, ki kashe oma, she nizhar, bekol HaMitzvus, v'nishmar achukim v'amishpotim lasoisom. He tells us we have to be careful to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Chozav ha'oma, rak ani mazhir cho me'oid, lehi shomer, v'nishma atzcho, me'oid, me'oid, shmira, 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 what? Lizkar me'ayin bo elecho ha'mitzvahs. You must never forget, where did the mitzvahs come from? Shelo tishkach ma'ved ha'sinai, Mikol Advoim Ashiro Shomei Necho. The Pesuk says, Petishka Advoim Ashiro Necho. You mustn't forget what you saw by Maimed HaSinai. Hakoilois, Hanapidim, Eskvoidoi, Vesgodloi. A Mirdeke Gilu Shechina that there was in Maimed HaSinai. Udvarav Asher Shomato Shom Mitoi Choesh. And that you heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. This is Gewaldige Madriga, which Klal Yisrael was zoiche to, we must never forget. V'toydia kol advorim asheru einecho b'maymed anichbad ahu levanecho nivnei vanecho ad oilom. And you have to pass on throughout the doiros. Upirish hatam ki Hashem osa maimed ahu kidei shetilmedu leyira oisu kol hayom. You have to remember, me'ayin bo eilecha amitzus. Where does the Torah come from? We see it and we learn Torah. And we say asmaras. And we say apshotim. We say abiyurim. And we can forget. Where's this Torah come from? What chokhmah are we learning? What's the Torah that we're learning? We're learning the heilige Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the chokhmah Hashem, me'ayin bo eilecha hadvarim. Where's the makar of this Torah that we're learning? Where's the makar of chulin? Where's the makar of Rashi and Tosfos? Where's the makar of all the heilige Rishonim Achronim? The Amoraim v'Tanoim. Where's the makar? Where's it all coming from? Me'ayin bo eilecha hadvarim. Shavuos to the Mashgiach comes to remind us every year, me'ayin bo eilecha hadvarim. Shavuos is the shorish and yesoid. Zman matan Torah seinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And the whole year, we make a birchas haTorah, which is mechaya for us, the Shavuos, the zman matan Torah seinu. The shorish and the ikir, just like we have Zman Chayruseinu, a Leil Seder, Yesoidus of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and then we have a mitzvah of Zeicha Yitzis Mitzrayim throughout the year to remind us of what we learned in the Leil Seder. Shavuos is the day when this boining on Matan Torah. The Midrash says that if a person reads the parasha of Matan Torah on Shavuos, which is our Kriyas HaTorah, the height of the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos is not Stam. It's hard. It's after a whole night. And we're very tired. The Poskim say that one of the reasons for staying up the whole night is tshuva for the fact that we went to sleep by Maimed Har Sinai. No, it's mamash tshuva. We go through another Maimed Har Sinai. And you have to put yourself together and listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. Maimed Har Sinai, Kimale Olam HaKadosh Kilu Kibla MiSinai. Shavuos is another zecher, a chizuk of that Matan Torah. MiSinai, Me'ayin bo eilecha hadvarim. And throughout the year, before we learn, we remind ourselves, Asher bo chabonu nikol ha'amim. So the Paskim, what's the bracha bon mikol ha'amim? Maimed Har Sinai. V'nosan lonu es Torah soy yisbarach shemay. The Eibishter gave us his Torah. Bracha bonu, what for? Why was he bracha bonu? So that we can have a goy come here and stand by the koisel, and we'll all take pictures, and he's wearing a yarmulke, and why, a malding, mamish. Ruin the whole for a whole day, Yerushalayim gets turned upside down and inside out. That's a bocha bonu, now we can be proud. Ah, finally, the maki bonu. Where is the koisel? Who can allow us to come to him? The Prime Minister of Israel? No, we won't allow him to come. And the guy wanted to double him, he wanted to be disturbing him, all the non-Irish guy. He was actually even stayed by it. If a goy goes there and a goy doubles, he gets answered. That's Boch HaBonu. Boch HaBonu mikol ha'amim to be Masher Shkinosoi. This is in the next Medrash, in Bamidbar, is the Darshan's heavy aniyah beis ayayin? Can I get the shivim umois? The shivim of yayin is getting the shivim umois. He is Barakat Banu, three Masha Shkinasai Banu. And not in all those. A Mashal to an Oshir who had a wine cellar. And all the wine, he goes to taste the wine, and all the wine's off. It's all vinegar. Till he finally finds one barrel of Geshmaka wine. That's fine, so. Bocha Banu Mikol Amim. I don't want the Shechina B'soichenu. How? V'nosan nonu es toiro so yisborach chochmas Hashem. Boruch atah Hashem, noisein ha toiro. Why not noisein toiro so? And why is it nosan? It has to be, somach l'chassima has to be meina chassima. The chassima is noisein, but somach we say nosan. Nos is loshen ova. Noisein atah is loshen hoive. Because the Nos Anonymous HaTorah from Maimon HaSinai is a hemshech throughout the Doros. It's not a one-time thing. The Nesinus HaTorah Maimon HaSinai Me'ayim Bo Bo Advarim Kol Yoim VeYoim. When we learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that Siyata Dishmaya, that we should learn Torah and say our own Biurim in Torah. Gemara says in Erevin, Bitchilo, b'toras Hashem chefzo, u'besoyro so yege yomo b'layla, le'acha sheyoga bo. The beginning is toras Hashem, but afterwards, yogea, when she understands the Torah, and is megale, he's miyuchadik aponim in Torah, he's contributing to Torah, that's his avone in Torah. It's nasi Torah delay. It's toras so yege yomo. It's no saying ha Torah. No salonu is Torah soy. But no saying ha Torah. We spoke also the last few weeks. The Torah is a matzah l'mala min ha-teva. The Chochmas Hashem is not Seichel Ha'adam. It's Seichel Hashem. It's Bechinas Chamishim. It was given on the Yom HaChamishim l'mala min ha-teva. To come to that madriga, to learn Torah, not so possible. The Chinuch learns that the Yisod of Sefiras HaOmer is every day to build up the Cheshek for Torah. Says that a person should be counting the days till he gets the Matan Torah, like an Ebed who shoyef tseil. And Eved is working in the blistering sun, is just waiting. How long does he have? And he counts the minutes. He's counting the hours, counting the minutes, till he can stop and go and take some shade. Kach klalu soil count, the achonah for Matan Torah, is to build up the cheshek for Torah. Torah is not pashut. We saw the Chazanish writes, Engzim yisugis pshuto shochayim. Torah is not the pshuta shel chayim. Sharei omru ein divrei Torah miskayim ele b'mi shemeim misasatzmo yaleh. In order to have Torah, it has to be meimis himself. So that's not pshuta shel chayim. Elo zokte the chazanish. Torah is to be noite from the pashtus chayim el toich toich chayim. To real chayim, ki heim chayenu, chayim amitiyim. Chayim, which ayid, is ein lecha ben choyin, ala misho yisek ba-toyra. It's chorus ala luchoy, so the tzuras ha-chayim is toyra. The person leads his life completely al pi toyra. In order to do that, a person has to have that cheshek, that he wants to go above the pashtus shel chayim. Above living poshut, deciding everything al pi Torah, and not al pi what the outside world does, what the real unreal world tells you it's all about. Oh, the real world, never. That real world is so unreal. And when comes the Olam Haba, that's called Alma Dikshoit. It's the Olam Ha'emes. Olam Hazeh is Alma de Sheker. It's the Olam HaSheker. So when the Shakranim tell you what's real and what's not real, you know. This is the Sheker. What's the Malo? The Malo is the people who hear the Mato, they're the Malo. The people hear the Malo, they're the Mato. And Rabbonim, Oiski Matoiro. So, as they're Kehecha Dekoi here, that's how they are in Olam HaTorah. Where is the real world? Only the Olam HaTorah. Aber to get that, it has to be Noite from the true Torah Shel Chaim, the Torah Shel Chaim. Meinis Atzma Yoleh. Be Meinis the true Torah Shel Chaim, the Chaya Hamidas, the Chaya Stamkach. The Rambam says in Agdoma to Pirush Mishnayos. Tchilas Aseichel is Mechayev, Zokta. Tikun Aguf, Rechubna Nefesh. Oi, Tikun Nefesh, Rechubna Guf. A mensch is made up of a Nefesh and a Guf. If he wants to live Chaye Guf, he's going to destroy his Nefesh. His Nefesh will just be a battery which gives him so-called chiyus, so-called pshuta shel chayim, which Chazal call misa. It'll be able to fress and fress and fress, have hanoz and hanoz, and never the end of his life goodbye. Tchilas aseifus of the Rambam is mechayev. You want tikkun hanefesh as michub like. To live a life of ruchnius as we hold my good. Made of Gisa, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tach. The Sabte, Torah is called a Samhachai. Moshul Na'av, Shehike Espenoi. Father gave a patch to his son and he wounded him. And he gave him a bandage. And he says to his son, if you keep this bandage on the wound, calls bandis retias ala peta, echol mashahanosfa, ushasei mashahanosfa. Aber teidanukol. The second you take it off, then the peta is malenumi, will get infected and get worse. Kach the Torah is sam. Chayim, sam tev, sam chayim. Perfect sam. Barosi yetzahara, barosi Torah time. Koy, what's the pshat? With Torah you can eat whatever you like. Basha al oscha. And you can drink whatever you like. Pum faket. Torah tells you this is awesome, this is awesome, this is awesome. I'm not getting into my drink, right? This is trade, this is trade. Then there's a mitzvah kedoshim to you, v'chule, v'chule. You can eat what you like. Teretz is. When a person has Torah, and he puts the Torah on him, and he lives out be Torah, then he gets the real hanor of what Olam Hazeh is all about. Echol ma shehanoscha. With Torah, what does a person want to be nene from Olam Hazeh? What does he want? His whole life is about ice cream? Or, when I was waiting for the plane the other day, there were three Israelis talking in a loud voice. Knowing this Kabbalah in South Africa, they don't speak loudly. People have manners there. Al Kopanim speaking this loud voice, and the whole discussion was about 20 minutes. I was trying to daven Maariv, that's how I know, because I was listening to what they were saying. It's supposed to be davening Maariv. The whole time discussing this wine and that wine and this suk wine and that suk wine and the minus this wine, the minus that wine and this wine. Nepech. Yayin for a yid. And they come out to get mocked. I don't think a kiddush, beseder, okay. Obayid drinks yayin on a yom tiv. He gets simcha in simcha le beyayin. Then it becomes shem shemayim. And that Hanoah is a Hanoah which that for those fries I have no idea what it is. We get out and somebody asked Rabbi Yoshiv, there's a kid to drink wine on Yom Tov, but I don't like wine. What's the wine is Mesameach? I don't like wine. You know, a lot of Bnei Torah don't like wine. So Yoshua said, Pshat is, you've never tasted the wine. There's so many different types of wine. You've never tasted good wine, and I guarantee there's a wine which you'll enjoy. That's really Yoshua. Really Yoshua. No, what wine do we have? The 15 shekel cheap wine, which is pashtas made out of beetroots with abyssal grapes, and in the back they could say it's kosher, the das of Es Yosef, Efshayev, Efshanisht. They put some alcohol in it. And then once somebody took some sauce, soy sauce, he took some soy sauce and mixed it with sugar and alcohol and mixed it up. He said, here, taste this. His mama's tastes exactly the same as the cheap Badatz wines. Exactly the same. Maybe you have to pay 200, 300 shekel. Maybe you have to pay more for the yayin to be the sameach, you melish, that yayin, which is the Baal Koponim. A yayin which brings a yid to Simchas Yom Tov. If you've got the Riti of Torah. Torah tells us how to be nene from this world. Yes, you have to eat. It's not bichdi that on Shavuos we have a korban of shnei halechem, which is chometz. Chometz is also the whole year. We never have a mincha korban of chometz except Torah. Toida and Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem. Why? Because when we have Torah, then we can have Chometz. Because then we can take the Yetzer Hara and channel it and use it for what it's created for. Then the Torah is the tablin for the Yetzer. It gives the spice to the Yetzer, makes you use the Yetzer properly. So this Chum and Aguf and Tikkun HaNefesh, Chum laguf of that Gashmi sticker Pashtus life. Of the Tot Shalachayim is Chayiv Amitim with the guf. Torah does not tell us to go into a monastery and pretend that you're not Nene from Olam Hazeh. Torah tells us how to be Nene from the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But Torah is Bechinas Chamish. Torah is not Pashtus Chayiv. Perek Shlishi, Hilchos Tavla Torah, mentioned it many times before. It's the Perek about Keser Torah. Perek Aleph tells us the basic halachos of Torah. Dr. Rambam, in Halacha Vav, Mi shenesoi liboy, lekayim mitzvah zukaroi, v'liyos mukhta v'keser ha-Torah, then he tells us what you need to have. Keser Torah, he says at the beginning, is munach ve'oimed u'muchon l'kol yisrael. Keser Torah is there. It's munach. It's not running away. It's available for everyone. It stands there. One size fits all. There's a size of Keser Torah which will fit your head. Every single yid can have Keser Torah. What do you need? You know, there are the people who have the cutout, you saw it. I wasn't cut out to learn Torah. I wasn't cut out to stay in Koyle. I wasn't cut out for this and cut out for that. What's the pshat? You blame the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for the fact that I don't want to learn. But the Rambam says, Keser Torah is munach va'oimed u'muchan kol Yisrael shneema Torah tziv alonu moyshe merosh kilus Yaakov. That's the first possible teacher yid, a little baby. So the Rabbah, what are we teaching the child? What is it? Torah tziv alonu moyshe kilus Yaakov. Kol mi sheyirtze yavoy b'yitoil. What do you need to have keset Torah? You need to have kach v'kach zitzfleish, you have to have kach v'kach IQ, you have to have kach v'kach kishon. What do you need for keset Torah? You need one thing, rotzon. Don't blame the bury oilam. Kol mi sheyirtze. And it's a plea atzuma. The Rambam says the keset Torah is kiyum mitzvah zukaroy. That's what the tachlis of Torah is, to give us keset Torah. No, so why aren't I mechuyev? You can't be mechuyev. A bench has to have that taiva to get to toich toich shel achayim. He has to want to throw off the pashtus shel achayim. Then he takes money. And he's mislaying, like he says. When the famous Rambam said, Yoidlis, the Shevet Levi Bilvad, that's Nocha Madriga. There was the Rambam say, you mechuyev, you don't mechuyev. Mishenodva Liboy Oisa. Nediva Salei. And you have to understand it. No craziness. No guy is saying, okay, I have bitachon. You have bitachon. Whenever I hear a bocher says he has bitachon, I just wonder. I never trust the bocher has bitachon. How do you know you have bitachon? Never been in the Nisayon. You have bitachon, 3 meals a day are waiting for you downstairs. You have your bed, you have everything you want. Your parents pay tuition, don't pay tuition, buy enough gemina. For you, everything's fantastic. You got bitachon. Well, let's see what happens when you get married. So sheva brachas. Look, every night you're having molting a meal. And you can take the shirayim because she's not ready to start cooking. So you have also lunch. No, and breakfast. No, miss Tom, you have enough from the matonis of the chasna to afford a missile bread. What happens the day after sheva brachas? What happens then? The grace of Baal Bitochen. Mi shenod veruchoi oisoi, vehevinoi madooi li badel. It's to be with Seichel. Al Kolponi. Not anybody coming out of this shmuz doing crazy things. Abavaz help them, yo. Not ve libo, nesoi libo. To get to the Madrega of Torah, Lemano min hateva. Bechidas achavishim. A man has to want it, has to jump for it, and has to take it. Oh, but we also hear, ad heichon, when a man is roitzel aleches, habonatai, how much shliyata dishmai he has. Klali soil on the yoim matan Torah. Came to a madriga with an unbelievable madriga. Why? Because Ritzoneinu Lishma B'Malkeinu and Ritzoneinu Lirasis Malkeinu. Shmuz tells us, Me'ayin bo advarim. What is the Hegege Torah that we're zoche to learn? Rashi says, in Psochim, the Gemara, Hakol Moedim, on Shavuos, about Tzeres, Abayinu Nami Lochem, Poshet, that you need to make a Gashmistik Yom Tov as well on Shavuos. So, Rashi, why? Naharos Shenoyachu Mekubal Yom Zev Yisor Shedibna Torah Bo. We make a Yom Tov from Shavuos. A Yom Tov which is Chetzio Lochem, Chetzio Lashem. We learn B'nisiris Nefesh. We go through to hear Maimed HaSinai, Kriya Satoira. And then we make a Gashmistike, Simche, Nami Lochem, Lahara Shenoyach Mekubal. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want Torah. This Yom Tov for me is a Gevaltiger day. They bring for the Shlach Kodesh. The Shavuos is a Yom Adin al Torah. I have to understand what he means. Baal Kol Ponim. The Yom Matan Torah. When we come and we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenoyachu Mekubal, Misavim, Ritzoneinu, Nesiyah slave, not for Ruach. Ribbono Shalom, we want Torah. So that murdik esiyata d'shmaya that Klal Yisrael had, me'ein will have me'ein of Maimed Har Sinai, that through the year, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim, Ve'nosan Lanu Es Toira Asay Yisbarach Shemai, Aba Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisei every single day, Noisei Ha Toira, Toira Dilei.